Let him save himself if this is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up to him, offering him sour wine and saying, "If you're the king of the Jews, save yourself." Now, there was also an inscription above him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuking him said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly, for we are receiving what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, because the sun was obscured and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds who came together for this spectacle, when they observed what had happened, began to return, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who accompanied him from Galilee were standing at a distance, seeing these things. And a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to their plan and action. A man from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who was waiting for the kingdom of God, this man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down, wrapped it in a linen cloth, laid him in a tomb cut into the rock where no one had ever lain. And it was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. Now the women who had come with him out of Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. So Heavenly Father, as we come to the table tonight, we come remembering what these who went before us saw with their own eyes: your suffering, your agony, your pain, your struggle, to become the curse for us. So Lord, we ask that you'd forgive us when we live our lives forgetting that all that we have as followers of Jesus comes because of your great sacrifice for us. And so tonight we come to the table remembering. Help us to remember, Lord. With the help of the Holy Spirit, may we remember the depths of your suffering beyond our own imagination, and your willingness to lay yourself down for us. Paul the Apostle says, as we come to the table, "Examine, let a man examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly." So then, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. So let's pause just for a moment and wait for one another to make sure that we are all prepared and ready. And those of us who are followers of Jesus are welcome to come to the table and receive tonight. And I ask our deacons to come at this time as we prepare in this time of prayer to receive the supper. Paul said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread and he gave thanks." At this time, let's give thanks for the body of Jesus. So Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks. He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Paul goes on and tells us in the same way, after the meal, he took the cup and he gave thanks. So let's give thanks at this time for the cup representing the blood of the Lord Jesus.
Father, we thank you for your blood
that we might have eternal life. Help us to remember tonight as we take this cup It represents the blood that you shed on Calvary. Clean our hearts and our minds. Help us to be more like Christ here on earth. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
So Jesus took the cup, he prayed, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Paul tells us, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So we say together, "Come, Lord Jesus." Would you stand, please, at this time? Let's join hands across the aisle. We'll share a blessing that we share often with one another. May the Lord bless you. May this be a good week for you. And we hope to see you back again soon. If you repeat this blessing after me, we say it often. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. May the Lord bless you.